Hi everybody, this is Terry Laundrie. We're doing our Sunday update for the 9th of May 2010. Yesterday was a very serious development in the stock market, which I will summarize first from the standpoint of the short-term chart below, and then we'll move on to the second topic, which is the 40-year cycle. And the 40-year cycle, has the big picture stuff in it, and we want to just review that and comment on a few things that are going to be added to it. You have to pretty much go by the short-term picture. Up to now, we've seen the market give a series of warnings. The first significant warning was the arms warnings with the low numbers and the arms ratio. Then we had this constant run thing run out, and still hoping to make the May 20th top date. The market then fell down to the center of the channel, which in our short-term updates, it says that really should hold, and if it didn't, that was another place to cut back. First, you cut back on the warning, then you cut back some more if it breaks the black line, which it did. Now you see in the oscillator a rather ugly looking downside sweep, which is gone down, and it's now going into the text below where it says low envelope, and you'll see a red line that says shock to it. I can remember this happening because I have a lot of history going back into the 50s and 60s. It's a very negative development. However, the market is very oversold, and so if you keep your wits about yourself, you can figure out how to get to it. The historical background, though, comes off for this idea of the shock came from a Marty Schwartz comment in the as we were starting the bottom. I guess it was in mid-March 2003, and I can illustrate that by the upside shock, which is at the left portion of the chart. You'll see that the market, it was making its bottom in the oscillator was down in an oversold condition in the late February, early March, which is all that we see in this chart. Then you had this spike up in the oscillator, which is actually the peak of that oscillator is the left end of this T, and at that time, we saw a similar sharp rise in the oscillator, and so he says, "Well, you know what, Terry, you know what to do with that, don't you?" And I said, and I didn't answer him because I wasn't sure what to do with it because the market is very overbought, but it's obviously something that's important. He says, "Yeah," he says, "you just let as soon as the oscillator gets back to the zero line," which I have labeled for the current for that early March of that March period, which I have as I. You see that little E that's right around the zero line there? He says, "You buy back there." He says, "It's real easy." And I said, "Oh, sure, that is simple." Well, I hadn't thought of it. But what happens is that the shock is the beginning of the... It is a shock to come out of a what had been a nine-week decline there to see such momentum, okay? It's the precursor to the new change in trend. So this shock on the downside is the precursor to a bearish development, which is going to end up with the 40-year cycle is rolling over. Doesn't necessarily the implications as far as the May 20th top, the low in the June 20th, and then the recovery into late August. Probably there's truth to it. But superimposed on that is this problem in the European, what they call a sovereign debt, where the countries that have pledged to uphold debt are probably not going to be able to do it. So you have to take these shocks and look at this business, which is basically always takes place around the zero line to refine the forecast. Eye comes from the concept of the eye of a hurricane, which is the calm point. If you look at a weather map, no matter how large and violent a hurricane is, because it's in a swirling mass, the center point of the bottom has to be calm, because you you go in one direction as you go into it very violently, and then you're gonna, when you come out the other side, the direction has to change. So right at the middle of it, the wind velocity has to be zero. And so you have this eye of the hurricane concept right in the middle of a storm. And what Marty was alluding to was the fact that if you have a shock, yes, but you don't want to chase it at that point. You just let it come back, and as soon as it touches the zero line, he says, you're off and running again. And it reverts to it. And it's as though you have passed through the hurricane. And that answers the question of, you don't want to buy something when it's overbought. But if you look at the chart, which is getting a little messy now, you can see that by the time you got the blue oscillator back down to the I point, or zero, the pullback wasn't very much. That's why if you break the below the middle of the channel, it's better to just sort of do anything. In my company, what we do is we cut back off the warnings, and then we cut back off the breakdown below the mid-channel, which is not normal. And then the comeback here to put back to the eye is where you set yourself for a bear market on the assumption that there's something going wrong with the forecast. The bearish forecast in the 40-year cycle is getting ahead of itself, which in itself is bad. Okay, it may turn out that the eye is May 20th, but what you do is you forget about the May 20th date. You just go back to the oscillator, because that the eye is at the center of the chart, and it which is for the volume oscillator. We used to call it the magic T oscillator at that time, but it's the same oscillator as the volume oscillator. So what's going to happen is that the oscillator is always going to find a bottom, and it's going to turn around, but it's just the straight stuff down on the channel. You are topped out at the top of the channel marked by the red envelope, and if you pass through the black, you're going down to the green, and the green one we have, if you pop your charts up, you can see that you've got a low envelope around, I guess that's 1090, if you blow the chart up, you'll be able to read it. If you click on the chart, you know, it'll get big, and then you can read it. Or you can go down and look at the PDF file, which is even clearer. So that's a moving target. See, so it's going lower, because once you get underneath the black line, the green channel flattens out, then it starts to turn down. The real damage that comes in a bear market is when that channel flips over on you, and it hasn't happened yet. So you have a chance now to watch the thing stabilized, and it could be at the last low. I have a suspicion it's at the last low, but I can't remember from history whether it is or not, because it's the normal point where you're going to find downside resistance. But in any case, you should be able to do that in that vicinity. Then the oscillator is going to start to make rising bottoms patterns, and when it starts to make rising bottoms patterns, this market will still look to be weak. But then what will happen is they'll come when that rising bottoms pattern is fully developed, which we'll be discussing on our daily chart at the foundation site, then the market's going to have a terrific rally, and it's going to come up, and the oscillator is going to jump up to the zero line. And when you're up there, it doesn't matter what the date is or anything like that. It's possible it could get up to the black line, the S&P 500, particularly if the Federal Reserve were to intercede with some, to give money away or something like that, because they must be aware of this problem now. They are guilty of not responding earlier, so it could be a surprise on that one. So then if you play that scenario out, once you see the rising bottom patterns, I mean, you're going to get the rally. It's going to come up to the zero line. But the point that of the shock and the eye is that's sort of the next place where you have to make a judgment, and the judgment that is that you're entering a bear market. We still carry on the forecast that the next wave goes down, and we'll look for a bottom in the latter part of June. I don't think we'd ever buy anything there, but we'd look for it as a recovery rally. But just to make sure that we don't really get involved, and that's my last place to say it, that you're going to have to assume a bear market posture, is that you would say that at the eye is where you do it. Because if you look back at the two panics, one in 87, and one in 62, you find out it was the recovery with the what we call the magic T oscillator got back to a neutral level. And what's going on there is people don't want to sell at the oversold condition. When it comes up, they think, well, there's no sense in selling now because it's recovering. But the recovery is rather anemic. And when it turns down and goes, it breaks a support level, which might be like the last low there, then they just sell. They just never stop. And when it comes at the end of a long bull market, this one isn't the longest one, but it's 62. And 87 were the ends of five-year bull markets. There's a lot of selling to come out of that one. In this case, you haven't got that much of a rally. The real problem is that the 40-year cycle is turning over, and that's really a compounding of trying to wipe out a whole era of people who have owned common stocks for decades and so forth, and they might be prompted to get out. So, okay, that ends this topic here. We go back, we do this short-term stuff, but the shock is the easiest way to look at it. And you're looking for the eye of the hurricane. It's a good idea to pay attention to the warnings as they come through. I think I'd probably say that this is really the last warning that T-Theory is likely to give, because there's some doubts as to whether the recovery that you get into late August is really a recovery back to a double top, which is the problem, which is the case in 07. 07, it didn't make any difference which top you went to, because that was basically a token new high in October relative to June or July as the first top. This one, you're not going to be so certain, because once the cat's out of the bag on this one, by the time you get down to June, you might find out that you can't get people to recover the market very well. We don't know. We just don't know that. Okay? Okay, so that ends this topic. Then we'll be back and we'll move down to the next chart.